During Trump's Persian Gulf visit, Saudi Arabia signed a $142 billion arms deal with the United States. The White House called it the largest arms agreement in history. The deal includes a wide range of military equipment covering Air Force, missile defense, Navy, Army, border security, and intelligence systems. More than a dozen American defense companies are involved in the agreement. The package also includes long-term training, logistical support, and upgrades to Saudi military academies and health services. The agreement is part of a broader $600 billion defense cooperation framework between the two countries. A key goal of the deal is to boost Saudi Arabia's ability to defend itself independently and strengthen its domestic defense industry through the Saudi Military Industries Company. This includes efforts to expand its surveillance, maritime security, and ground defense capabilities. Despite these massive arms purchases, past experience shows that the results have been mixed. A similar $110 billion deal signed by Trump in 2015 failed to deliver the promised volume. Actual arms deliveries since then have totaled only around $34.6 billion. The current deal may face the same outcome, suggesting that the announced figure is more of a political statement than a firm commitment. While Saudi Arabia has spent heavily on defense, especially during the years of conflict in Yemen, its military performance has not significantly improved, and high-tech weapons and foreign support have not prevented losses or secured its borders. In contrast, Yemeni forces have relied on domestic resources and low-cost weapons to resist the Saudi-led coalition effectively. In addition to its limited military success, the large defense spending has placed a heavy financial burden on Saudi Arabia. The kingdom increased its military budget to $87 billion this year, about 21% of total government spending and 7.1% of GDP, making it the top military spender in the Arab world. The new arms deal is equal to 176% of Saudi Arabia's entire 2024 defense budget, indicating that the cost must be spread over many years. Some analysts warn that these large military expenses could interfere with Saudi Arabia's long-term goals, such as Vision 2030, by diverting resources from economic and social reforms. Despite billions spent on U.S. arms, Saudi Arabia remains vulnerable to external threats, raising doubts about the effectiveness of its defense strategy. The experience suggests that true security cannot be bought through weapons alone. Instead, it requires strategic planning, local capacity building, and reduced reliance on foreign powers. Without addressing these fundamental issues, even the most expensive arms deals may fail to provide the security Riyadh seeks.